Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning with tremendous gratitude to our generous series sponsors, Marilyn and Michael Fedak. Thank you for sponsoring our series on Tanya and so much more. Please help yourself to coffee, pastries, and slushy in our Reb Shaila Cafe corner in the lobby. We continue and hopefully we'll finish Perek Dalad, the fourth Perek of Tanya today. We've been learning the Balat Tanya has had several chidushim and he's not done yet in this Perek itself. How we learn both about the greatness and the humility of Hashem. Until now we understood that b'makom, in the place that you find Hashem's godless and an anivus, means that just when we find the Torah praising Hashem's vastness and greatness, we equally and opposite find the Torah praising Hashem's humility and modesty. But the Baal Tanya understands it differently. It means that don't only believe in the Hashem that's infinite, because if you think that Hashem can't cloak himself in the finite, can't be accessible to us in this world, then you're limiting how infinite he is. So it understands that Hashem has a godless, and the anivus means that tzimtzum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constricted, restricted himself, he made himself available and accessible, even here, HaMashpil L'Ros B'Shamayim U'V'Aretz, that he's able to lower himself to be seen, even down here in this world, even down here on this earth. And we've been talking, the Baal Tanya has been telling us that, again, the other Bechiddush we've been speaking the last few weeks, I would have thought that Machshava, my inner thoughts, are part of my inner world. But Machshava is part of the Levush. It is part of the wardrobe. It's what we wear. It's part of the outside world. And intelligence and emotion, we're still apart and separate from Hashem. But when we connect to His Torah and His mitzvos, then we unite, then we're one. And that's the theme that he continues with. Since the Torah and mitzvahs provide a complete set of clothing for all the 10 energies or powers or layers of the soul, and for all the soul's 613 limbs or subcomponents from head to foot, each one of our organs, each one of our limbs, each component of our body finds expression in a specific mitzvah. We use that expression, a pasuk from Shmuel, we use that expression when it comes to a death. We say it at a funeral. Here the Baal Tanya is using it, not in death, but in life. That through connecting and attaching ourselves to mitzvos, when every limb, every organ, every part of our body finds the mitzvah that corresponds with it, then we're tzrura b'tzura chayim. We are bound in the bundle of life with Hashem, mamish. Mamish, he says. It's not the first time we've seen that word. Mamish. Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Not the first time we've seen that word, mamish. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us and enables us and invites us through Torah and mitzvot. It's not that we are separate but close. It's that we're one with Hashem. Vor Hashem mamish makifa mabisha mirosh v'aragla. And the light of Hashem literally engulfs the soul, dressing her from our kepala to our fitzelach. Mirosh v'aragla, from head to foot. So Torah and mitzvot offer immersion of your being in divine garments and attaches to the most transcendent power, the Or Ein Sof, the light of Hashem. Kama Shekosav Tzuri Echzebo, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, He is my rock in whom I take refuge. He's my rock in whom I take refuge doesn't just mean when the election results aren't what we hoped for and wanted, we hide, we take refuge, we're under the protection of Hashem. It also means that. But it means that I literally connect, attach, integrate, become one. It's I take refuge by being one with Him. As the Pasuk says, as with a shield, the will of Hashem surrounds him. So Tanya has an emphasis on the presence of Hashem in every mitzvah that we do. When we do a mitzvah, it's not that we're separate and apart from Hashem, but we're obedient servants and slaves. It's not that just that Hashem says jump and we say how high. When we do a mitzvah, we're not simply discharging an obligation, but when we do that mitzvah, we are attaching, connecting to the divine will. We are expressing, we are Him. V'lachein amru, yafesh. And now with this, the Baal Tanya is going to offer a perspective on the afterlife, on the world to come. This is the third thing in this one parak, Parak Dalad, that the Baal Tanya is offering a counterintuitive chiddush. That we all understood it in one way, until the Alter Rebbe came along and flipped it on its head and told us another way to see it. This is why it's the Torah Shebechsav of Chassidus. Every perek is filled with chidushim and new ways, vistas, perspectives. The Mishnah in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos tells us that 1 hour of tshuva and good deeds in this world is better than the world to come. What does that mean? The world to come is a place that there's no temptation, no drive, no desire, no struggle. The world to come is a place of bliss, of connecting and attaching, of being aware and exposed to the ziv hashchina, to the radiance of Hashem. The world to come is a place. There's no illness, there's no war, there's no work. How could you say that 1 hour in this world of tshuva meisim tovim is greater than olam haba? So the simple level, the Mishnah has been classically understood to mean that the advantage of having the opportunity in this world we have free will. In the next world, we have no free will. The whole purpose and meaning of life is free will. It's through free will that we draw closer or push ourselves away. So the world to come, the neshama is no longer housed in the guf. The soul is not in the body. It's the body that presents the soul with free will, with choices. And the soul therefore advances and comes closer through making the right choices when it has free will. But in the world to come, there's no free will. Our seating assignment is permanent. Where we are in the arena, where we only want to come close to Hashem, are you in the front row? Are you in the nosebleeds? Are you outside in the parking lot, tailgating? So we decide, we determine that based on our choices we make in this world. In that world to come, when we lose free will, we can no longer earn a better seat. There's only one way to move down. The only way to move down is not ourselves because we don't have free will, b'chira chavshus, any longer. What's the only way to move down? A return on the investments we made, we left in this world. Children, grandchildren, neighbors, and friends, when they do things in our merit, in our honor, when they elevate, that's what we mean to elevate the soul. Ironically, you get to move down by being elevated. When you elevate the soul, you get a better seat. You get to move down. But in the world to come, so the simple understanding is, why is 1 hour in this world better than the world to come? Because in the world to come, your seat is your seat. There's no free will. There's no choice. It's only in this world that we can make choices, come closer, repair, repent, return to Hashem. But that's not the Baal HaTanya understands it. How does he understand it? Ki olam haba hu shenen in miziv hashchina ha'asaga. Because the access to Hashem in the world to come is indirect. In the world to come, we enjoy not the Shekhinah. What do we get to enjoy? Ziv HaShekhinah. What's the Ziv HaShekhinah as opposed to the Shekhinah? What's Ziv HaShekhinah? Ziv means the radiance of the Lord, the radiance of Hashem, the radiance of God. That's pleasure of understanding Hashem that was not possible while we're housed in the body. So while the neshama is housed down here in the body, it can't comprehend the full radiance of Hashem. It's only when it's unencumbered by the body that now the soul can enjoy the full radiance of Hashem. But still, the soul is not connecting to Hashem himself. What's it connecting to? Only what Hashem reveals and allows us to see of him, which is the ziv hashkina, the radiance of the body, of Hashem. It's impossible for any created entity, even a lofty one, even a soul no longer encumbered by the body, to grasp more than a glimmer of divine light. I see all over Tanya, I mean, we're only up to Perek Dalad, but so far we've seen several times that the Alter Rebbe explicitly and undeniably clearly says, you can't understand the essence of Hashem. I don't know how anyone could argue you could understand the essence of Hashem. Certainly not if they're part of Chabad. And here's yet another example of it. He says, even in the world to come, even a soul unencumbered by a body, even something so lofty, can only grasp a glimmer of divine light. He'ara me'or Hashem. A glimmer of divine light. But the essence of Hashem himself, we can't understand. We can't understand. V'lachein nikra b'shem ziv hashchina. And that's why it's described in the world to come, we're exposed to the ziv, the radiance of the Shekhinah. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo les machshav tfisa beklal. And here again, explicit. Kadosh Baruch Hu, his essence, no human being, no thought can grasp him at all. No thought, it's a Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, no thought, even the soul without a body in its lofty level, no soul can grasp the essence of Hashem. Leis machshava tfisa beklal. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo uva'atzmo, the atzmos, the essence of Hashem, leis machshava tfisa beklal. It's pashut, no? We can't understand the essence of Hashem. Shteit mafurish, it's pashut. So when it comes to the world to come, All you get is the ziv hashchina, the radiance, the essence, the closeness, the connection. We can't. Ki im yakasher tfisa mislabeshes b'teira mitzvaseha, azayi tfisa ben mislabeshes b'kodesh baruch hu mamish, because doraisa v'kodesh baruch hu kulachad. As the Baal HaTanya says. But here in this world, when you do a mitzvah, when you use your limbs, your organs, your body, and you do a mitzvah, now you're attaching, now you are connected to the essence of Hashem. So somewhat counterintuitively, very counterintuitively, the world to come, all you get is the radiance, the ziv hashchina. But if you want to feel the shchina himself, because oraisa v'kud jabricha kul achad, because the Torah and Hashem are one, when you learn and you live Torah in this world, you're coming closer than you could ever come, even when you're a soul unencumbered by a body in the next world. Versteht's? You understand? It's wild. It's wild. Until now, you would have understood that this world, I'm a soul housed in a body. The world is filled with distractions, temptation. The world is clouded. I can't see clearly. It's in the world to come when I'm a soul unencumbered by a body. Now I can attach and return to my source. And that's the, no, says the Baal HaTanya. Yafasha achas, better 1 hour in this world. You know why? Because in that world to come, true, the soul has no free will. The soul doesn't struggle with temptation. True, the soul is unencumbered by the body. But still, the maximum you get is ziv hashkina. But in this world, chevre, every day, every opportunity, every mitzvah we can do, we're connecting, because doraisa v'kud shabricha kul achadu, when we do the mitzvah, we're using our body, our limb, we're using ourselves, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'avsha torin s'nabsha v'divam tachtonim gashmiim. But you'll say, how could that be? Food, sleep, lulav, sukkah, these are physical things. Mitzvahs are observed through physical mediums. Harezah kemechabek es ha-melech derech mashal, she'en ha-fresh b'maylas karvuso v'dveikuso b'melech. If you get to give a hug to the king, do you care if the king is wearing one layer of clothing, multiple layers of clothing? Because bein mechabko kishu lavash v'levush echad, bein shu lavash kam levushim, me'achar she'guf ha-melech besocham. Underneath whatever many layers of clothing is the body of the king. You're giving the king a hug. Who cares how many layers of interruption there are between you? But if you're giving the king a hug, you get to give the king a hug. And under whatever barrier of clothing, or layers of barriers of clothing, is the body, the essence of the king. And lahavdil, when we do a mitzvah, we're giving a hug to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the world to come, just a ziv hashchina. But down here, says the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe, you're hugging the king. V'cheinim ha-melech mechabko b'zro'o, same is true in the reverse. When the king embraces, he offers a hug with his arm. Gamshi melubeshes besoch malbushav, even though it's garbed in robes, but the affection and the love and the connection and the embrace from the arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu around us, k'moshakosa v'imino techabkeni, she Torah shenitna miyamin, pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, with his right hand he embraces me, which Chazal understand, the Torah that was given with the right hand, she b'chinas chesed, umayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we hug him, no barrier can get in the way. When he reciprocates and hugs us, there's no barrier as long as there is Hashem underneath those robes and those garments. We'll just end, give me one more minute, with I'll read to you from Rav Steinsaltz, understanding. Although the Torah has been clothed in lowly physical place, again and again we return to the paradox. To study Torah and fulfill mitzvahs to involve oneself in mundane and material things, oxen and donkeys, wool and linen, granted man's connection and identification with the mundane is indeed complete. A person who gives charity becomes at that moment a tool for the mitzvah of charity. The man who puts on tefillin becomes an implement of the mitzvah of tefillin, which could not have been fulfilled without a physical human arm. When he studies a page of Gemara dealing with an ox and a donkey, can fully grasp and comprehend the subject, these things are familiar, can therefore fully identify with the problem. But complete his grasp, he has grasped material things. How can we say this, however profound, is of the essence of the divine wisdom? The author's answer is, these things, however lowly and material, are the will and wisdom of Hashem. They're not a reflection of his will, but are his will itself, translated into the language of the material. So don't think that when you do the mitzvah, it's a lofty spiritual thing, just diluted or translated into the material or physical. In the material or physical is the essence of his will itself. The Torah does not undergo change. It descends by hidden steps from level to level, assuming at each level the garment relate to that plane of reality. Within these garments is the Torah itself, which is one with Hashem and remains his unadulterated will and the wisdom at every level. And so, that divine chachma can envision in an extremely abstract axiomatic formula that embodies within its laws relating to a broad spectrum of systems, yet this formula is so abstract no particular system can Thus, the Torah descends and is translated into a great variety of language, including the language of our physical existence. So that is the end of Perek Dalet, a new way of understanding the benefit and the greatness of this world over the world to come. And also the opportunity, every mitzvah we can do, we are connected to the essence of Hashem. It's not a concession. We're physical beings. He gave us physical mitzvahs because that is somehow a metaphor for something spiritual. In the physical is actually a greater closeness we can connect with Him, even than that which we think of as spiritual. Mirtz Hashem. We'll pick up Parakeh next week. Have a great day.